One of the big things lawmakers have been discussing over the past month is funding for Wyoming's K-12 schools. The House and Senate have agreed to a budget that will cut about $36 million from education in the next two school years. That's a 1% cut for next school year and a 1.4% cut for the following one. The cut is less than what the Joint Appropriations Committee proposed earlier this year, but school districts say they'll feel it. I spoke with Campbell County School District Superintendent Boyd Brown. How will the cuts impact school districts and students across the state?
You know, Aaron, it will affect all 48 districts differently. I'm certain that all of our school boards, superintendents, and business managers will try to keep the cuts from affecting as many students as possible. Some districts may adjust budgets regarding technology, curriculum, assessment, and other non-personnel budgets. Other districts may have to adjust programming. Some districts may have to adjust staffing. I know that we'll try to minimize the impact that it has on students, though.
And Campbell County is a fairly large school district. What might the impacts of those cuts look like in smaller school districts?
You know, it's going to be difficult for the smaller school districts to absorb the cuts. When a small district has to cut a person, it usually means they're cutting a program or possibly two programs if that person is endorsed in two different areas. And I believe that that creates disparities between the large and small districts, and it's not equitable.
Sure. And lawmakers approved these cuts because with the downturn of the energy industry, they are anticipating less revenue in the year ahead. You're there in Gillette. How might the downturn impact your school district on a local level? How could that make these state-level cuts even harder to swallow?
You know, it really depends on what happens in the local district. And again, in Campbell County School District, if we have a large downturn and we have a lot of people leaving the district and they're taking their kids with them, it will be kind of a double-edged sword for us. We'll be losing students, which will reduce the amount of funding that we would get, and then we would also have to deal with these cuts as well.
Sure. To understand how districts could be doubly impacted, as you're mentioning, it's probably important our listeners have at least a basic understanding of the school funding model in Wyoming. And, you know, the state is mandated based on Supreme Court decisions that involved your school district, actually, to equally and adequately fund education on a per student basis, as you mentioned. What else should listeners understand about how schools are funded in Wyoming? And then with that, is it fair to say that the model as it exists, the school funding model, should and does already correct for economic downturn facing the state?
I believe that's the way the state's consultants designed the model and the way the model has been adopted by the legislature. The Wyoming school funding model was designed to adjust based on a number of factors, but the largest is the number of students enrolled in a school in the district for each year. If the number of students decrease in the school or the district, the amount of money a district is allotted from the state decreases. The model should adjust over time based on what's happening in the state and local districts. It would be locally driven, so areas that are increasing in students will still get an increase in their funding. Areas that are decreasing in students would get that decrease. The school foundation program, where the money for school funding comes from, has the money to meet the budget projections based on the Craig report for this biennium. I would have liked to see the legislature allow the model to work based on the state's expert consultants. It should make those adjustments without any cuts.
And then let's talk briefly about the external cost adjustment. Lawmakers say that the $36 million cut for the next 2 years will come out of what's called the external cost adjustment. It seems like the ECA is being used as the kind of the vehicle for these cuts. I know in the 2001 Campbell 2 case, the Wyoming Supreme Court said that the state must review its funding model regularly and adjust funding based on inflation at least every 2 years. So that's part of the school funding mandate, as I understand it, but it's not something lawmakers have kept up with recently. You and other superintendents have lobbied hard over the last few years, and the ECA was restored last year, but now lawmakers say they're taking it away again. What do you make of that, and what should folks understand about the ECA as we look at these cuts?
You know, the external cost adjustment portion of the model is in place so that districts maintain purchasing power. It's an inflation or deflation adjustment that allows districts to maintain what they can purchase from year to year. I think the legislature, if they have the data that shows that we're in a time of deflation, they could make the cuts using the ECA. I don't believe that we're in an area of deflation, and so I don't believe cuts to the ECA are appropriate based on what the external cost adjustment is supposed to do for the model.
If Wyoming continues to face a downturn, as a school district superintendent, how do you hope the state will approach K-12 education and funding in the years ahead?
You know, I really hope that the legislature allows the adopted Wyoming school funding model the opportunity to work as the state consultants have designed it. In Wyoming, the Constitution requires us to have a free and appropriate education system, like you talked about at the beginning. Education is the only entity in the state that I'm aware of that has a funding model that adjusts. All other agencies, programs, and entities of the state go through a budgeting process, and I believe that making across-the-board cuts to the model will wind up in unintended disparities and inequities of funding for school districts across the state. So I really hope that they will allow that funding model just to go ahead and move forward and work the way it was designed by their consultants.
Boyd Brown is the superintendent of Campbell County School District. He's been talking with us today about how state budget cuts to education will impact schools around Wyoming. Boyd, thanks again for your insights today.
Thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.